Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man. In the view of his master and eminent, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man was also a valiant warrior, but afflicted with leprosy. Now the Arameans had gone out in bands and had taken captive a little girl from the land of Israel. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, "If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, then he would cure him of his leprosy." Naaman went in and told his master, saying, "The girl who is from the land of Israel spoke such and such." Then the king of Aram said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothes. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, "And now as this letter comes to you, behold, I have sent Naaman my servant to you, so that you may cure him of his leprosy." But when the king of Israel read the letter, happened when Elisha the man of God heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent word to the king, saying, "Why did you tear your clothes? Just have him come to me, and he shall learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots and stood at Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be clean." But Naaman was furious and went away, and he said, "Behold, I thought he will certainly come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the sight and cure the leprosy." Araban and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, not better than all the waters of Israel. Could I not wash in them and be clean? So we turned and went away in a rage. Then his servants approached and spoke to him, saying, "My father had the prophet told you to do some great thing. Would you not have done it? How much more than when he says to you, wash and be clean?" So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, in accordance with the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God with all his company and came and stood before him.
said, behold now, I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. So please accept a gift from your servant now. But he said, as surely as the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will accept nothing. And he urged him to accept it, but he refused. Then Naaman said, if not, please let your servant be given 2 mules a load of earth, for your servant will no longer offer a burnt offering nor a sacrifice to other gods, but to the Lord. Regarding this matter, may the Lord forgive your servant. When my master goes into the house of living to worship there, and he leans on my hand, and I bow down in the house of living, when I bow down in the house of living, may the Lord please forgive your servant in this matter. He said to him, go in peace. So he went some distance from him.
Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, thought, behold, my master has spared this Naaman, the Aramean, by not accepting from his hand what he brought. As the Lord lives, I will run after him and take something from him. So Gehazi pursued Naaman. When Naaman saw someone running after him, he came down from the chariot to meet him and said, is everything well? And he said, everything is well. My master has sent me, saying, behold, just now 2 young men of the sons of the prophets have come to me from the hill country of Ephraim. Please give them a talent of silver and 2 changes of clothes. Naaman said, be sure to take 2 talents. And he urged him, and tied up 2 talents of silver in 2 bags with 2 changes of clothes, and gave them to 2 of his servants. They carried them before him. When he came to the hill, he took them from their hand and deposited them in the house. And he sent the men away, and they departed. But he went in, stood before his master. And Elisha said to him, where have you been, Gehazi? And he said, your servant went nowhere. Then he said to him, did my heart not go with you? When the man turned from his chariot to meet you, is it a time to accept money and to accept clothes? Olive groves, vineyards, sheep, oxen, and men and female slaves. Therefore the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and to your descendants forever. So he went out from his presence, afflicted with leprosy, as white as snow.